This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
It is a fun program. We'd love to hear from you as well. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial, don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number for their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Without any further ado, let's say hello to our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. Great to hear from you, CJ. Malia, how are you?
Very good. I think summer's here.
It sure is. Oh, my goodness. It's been a warm one. It's forgot about spring, but we'll take it. We'll definitely take it. We've got a great show and great conversation ahead. Of course, maybe the springtime, you're dreading yard work. And we're going to be talking about should you be having a mortgage in retirement? Should you be owning, renting? Those type of questions. We'll get some great information there as well as we have our conversation. Don't forget also to listen closely because each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz question week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. The folks at Klaus have a $25 gift card to IHOP and your chance to win a little bit later on in the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of callers in last week. You know, when these questions apply to your life, I think we get a lot of action on their yes. questions. So the question last week was, what is the maximum amount of a 55-year-old can contribute into a Roth 401k in 2020? Is it $19,500 or is it $26,000? And Brad called in from Rockford, Illinois. Congratulations to him. He had the correct answer, which is $26,000. If you're under 50, you can put in $19,500 in 2020, plus the catch-up for being over 50 is an additional $6,500. And if our math is correct today, that would be $26,000. So again, congratulations to Brad, and thanks for everyone who listened last week and called in.
And don't forget, we'll do another one this week, so listen closely to this week's program. And as mentioned, of course, we are going to be talking about whether it makes sense to have a mortgage as you were approaching retirement, and whether you should consider renting versus owning. What's kind of the big picture stuff here?
Yeah, so if you've listened to our show for any period of time, you know that we would prefer you not to have debt as you head into retirement. Now, what's interesting is as we talk on the show, we do try to talk in like utopian terms, right? All things being ideal, we would like you to have no debt as you head into retirement. But we also understand that sometimes it's just not possible. So we try to be both idealistic in the way that we talk about elimination of debt pre-retirement and then realistic at times on how you should handle it if you're unfortunate and you have to have debt as you head into retirement. But why? You know, some people go, why, CJ? It's just math, right? It's just 3% on my mortgage against 10% on my investments or whatever it might be. And oh, you know, people, if it was just so simple as just math, then everybody would be multimillionaires. We would just go out and get debt at really low rates. We would dump the rest in the stock market and we become millionaires. But you notice that's not what happens in the real world when you actually apply this logic and you suddenly lose a job and you have a big mortgage and the stock market is down. It doesn't work. And so I get the math. Trust me, we have to go through a lot of mathematics training to do what we do. But this is not a math problem. This is actually a risk problem. So we don't like debt as you head into retirement because it increases your risk and it robs you of your cash flow. As a matter of fact, that's kind of a scary stat, is that the fastest growing area of bankruptcy filers are unfortunately senior citizens. According to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the total debt burden for Americans over age 70 increased, get this, 543% from 1999 through 2019. That is a 20-year time frame, and yet it increased 543%. And it's now sitting at $1.1 trillion of debt, again, for Americans over the age of 70. Similarly, those in their 60s saw debt, again, such as mortgages, auto loans, it ballooned for them by 471% to $2.14 trillion. So it stands to reason, as I mentioned, that we do not prefer our clients to have debt in retirement. And ideally, we would like them to also eliminate a mortgage. And finally, for anybody who says, yeah, but CJ, I get a deduction on my mortgage. My first comment would be, I'll bet you don't, because the standard deduction is, the standard has been doubled now to $24,800, or it could be as high as $26,000 plus if you're over 65. So my first comment would be, I'll bet you don't actually get that deduction on the interest that you're thinking that you do. But even if you do, that is just bad math and a bad idea. I mean, if you were to talk to your grandparents and say, yeah, grandpa, I'm going to retire with debt so that I can get a little deduction on the interest, that just sounds like upside down logic to me. So long story short, if it's within your control, we would suggest that you do your best to work towards becoming debt free before you head into retirement.
Very good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you haven't been to the website before, I would strongly urge you to get there. While you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great email that you get once a week. It's a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link as well to the most recent podcast. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. Get signed up there. You can also submit a question to be answered right here on the show in the listener question corner. Again, all of that at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And I've got to ask, you know, how common is it, as we were talking there, for people heading into retirement, how common is it for them to still have a mortgage?
Yeah, well, so obviously, as CJ has pointed out, the major theme here is that debt is bad, if you didn't hear that clearly coming out of his mouth. So actually, you know, when we look at those big numbers and we break them out, the Urban Institute this year analyzed data showing that over 9 million homeowners age 65 and over currently have mortgage debt. So that's 9 million homeowners, that's a lot of mortgage debt sitting out there. And they say that that number's up nearly 60% from a decade ago. So that number's up from 5.82 million a decade ago. So really, really important to listen. And hopefully, you know, through listening to us today, maybe you can make some plans as you move closer to retirement, how you can either plan to be debt-free or again, truly understand the cost of bringing the mortgage with you. So if you have a mortgage, because some people say, I understand all that you're saying, I shouldn't have it, but I don't care about that. We hear all different opinions on whether or not people want to have debt on their books. But we would say today, if you have a mortgage and you're looking towards retirement in the next few years, ask yourself, is your mortgage currently a competitive rate? Are you a candidate for refinancing? Now, a lot of people will tell me, well, I just refinanced a year ago, 2 years ago, and they have decent rates. So it's not that they're in a bubble and they're not listening to what's going on, but the rates, again, are dropping. I mean, they fluctuate, but their rates currently are touching 2.7% so for a refinance. So certainly call your banker, look at competitive rates out there, and that could definitely save some money for you. I'm not saying elongate your terms. We're only talking about shortening it down or paying more aggressively towards principal with lower interest. So does it make sense to pay off your mortgage with after-tax funds versus pre-tax funds? We get that question a lot. So look at this closely with your financial planner or your accountant. Paying off a house with IRA money may land you into a tax bracket that will crush you. And we have clients who willingly decide to do that because they don't want the debt. But my goodness, to take, you know, what's normally someone who's in the 12% bracket or 22% bracket and crush them as they decide to take out $100,000 from their IRA is really painful. So there are ways to maybe break that down over a few years to get it paid off, but maybe in a tax savvy way. We would ask you to look at even your current house. Is that the right house for your retirement? And my first question always is it one level or is it two levels you live in? Because that really might dictate the type of future retirement house you want to have. Is your house in the location or the state you wish to live in? Nothing against Wisconsin, great place to live and so forth, but is that your dream for retirement? Or is the house you currently live in too much to care for if one of you would pass away? Again, nobody wants to think about that. We are actually really blunt on these issues because we do unfortunately see when someone passes and all that is left for the remaining person to handle. And finally, are you intending to sell your home and buy a similar priced one elsewhere? Or are you looking to build or, you know, go big into that next house? And is that going to require a mortgage? I think one of the silliest things we do see is people who have been very frugal, paid off their mortgage over the years, and then they get to retirement and they decide to go take on a mortgage. And that really makes us scratch our heads because ultimately, if you have a mortgage, a big debt over your head as you enter retirement, it's not going to make you the happiest retiree. We've seen it play out. So we would just challenge you to really look at your choices.
Very good stuff. Great insight as well from experience. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals of Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to hear from you right now. Get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637 and online klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll talk about if you are mortgage free, if you got that house paid off, some of the other expenses. It's not a free ride once you get that mortgage paid off. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next and take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to Money in Motion with Sean Preble and Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, and if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about whether to own or to rent in retirement. Should you have a mortgage? Should you take on a new mortgage? Some great information currently available, of course. As you've missed part of the podcast, you can always get it at klaasfinancial.com. Listen back to the show. But some great information there. So let's talk about folks that are in that situation where got that house paid off, the mortgage is taken care of. There are still some areas, though, you need to consider as far as expenses, aren't there?
Yeah, so you hit on this on the way out of the outro there, Sean. But basically, once you get the mortgage paid off, it's not as though you're scot-free. And a lot of us know this, but there's just some that don't look into their mortgage payments. So mortgage payments can be what are called PI, principal and interest, or they can be PIT, which is principal, interest, and taxes, or they can be PITI, which is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, also known as escrowing your taxes and insurance. But the reason I tell you this is because occasionally people think, well, gosh, once I get that mortgage paid off, that payment goes away. Well, maybe not. So what about property taxes? And, you know, are there states that could be better as it relates to property taxes? By the way, the answer is a resounding yes. There are definitely states that are better on the property tax roll than Wisconsin or Illinois. And again, I live in Wisconsin. Malia lives in Northern Illinois. We love these states. We're fans of them. We want to be here. We want to raise families here. But if you said to me, are they competitive on the property tax environment, I would say not compared to some others. So according to taxes.org, or I should say taxrates.org, the median property tax in Wisconsin is just over $3,000 per year for a home with a median value of $170,800. That's a lot, $3,000 on a $170,000 house. And listen, if you're in Dane County, that number is very different. Median home value in Dane County is much higher, which means your average property tax is much higher. I don't know the exact number, but I think it would be reasonable to assume that that number would be closer to $5,000 or $6,000 a year in property tax. Listen, if it's $6,000 a year, that's $500 a month. That's a large rental cost just to stay in the home. Anyway, we digress. So counties in Wisconsin collect on average 1.76% a year of property tax assessment based upon the fair market value of the property. So looking at the numbers, if the average person is retired about 18 years, just property taxes alone on that median property tax in Wisconsin would be $54,000 over that 18-year retirement. Not to mention there can be mechanical issues, roofs, driveways, snow removal, grass cutting, other things of the like. Listen, I had a friend of mine who's in real estate come up to me and say, gosh, I've heard your show and a couple times. You guys really dog on real estate. That's not our goal. All we want to do is be realistic, right? Too often people get this one-liner. As a matter of fact, we have turned into a one-liner tweeting society. We don't want to really have to know the full extent of what's going on in the background. But unfortunately, when it comes to big decisions around where you're going to retire, what are total costs, you can't go with the one-liners. And so we're not at all against real estate. Both Malia and I own homes in the states that we're saying have high property taxes. It's rather, can you afford it? That's the question you need to ask, is what income do I have coming in? How expensive is my home and can I afford it? If you can afford it, God bless you. You use the money to pay those taxes, to get all the services you need as you age in retirement, but you just need to look at the raw data.
Very good guidance. Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about having a mortgage in retirement, the importance of if you can pay it off, and of course, the option of renting. And let's talk about that situation. Is let's decide maybe renting's the way to go. What should be considered there?
Yeah, so this really goes against the grain, I think, especially of Americans. We've been born and raised to have a home that we pay off versus the concept that we're just throwing money down the drain renting. And we bring this up as something to at least consider, because we are seeing a trend of people choosing to do this. It really, looking at the reasons for why it could make sense are pretty important. You know, if you're trying to figure out where you want to live in retirement, and perhaps you have three kids and they live in three different locations, or in my case, I have four kids, and you know, where should you eventually end up? By one of them, or do you want to be a little more mobile? So the idea of renting, perhaps, where you might want to live a year, you know, in Colorado, and a year in Wisconsin, and a year in Florida, whatever that might be, might actually work to your benefit and may create happiness amongst your extended family. So one thing CJ mentioned about maintenance. So if you have less to maintain, it does really equal a lot more freedom for you. One problem we see people doing is they do wait till they retire sometimes to fix everything at their house. And first of all, that's an economic drain. Suddenly you got to replace windows, or you have to replace appliances or the driveway. And you're taking from your investable assets that you were actually going to be pulling out just for regular income. So again, if you look towards actually renting, you're going to have less to maintain and have those extra expenses coming up. You know, there's a lot of my neighbors who enjoy cutting the grass every single third day at this point. But to be honest, if you're renting, you might want to be spending time golfing because someone else is doing that as part of your rental package. Another important point, again, as I said, the American dream is to own a property. You have to remember a home actually is not an investment. And people go, what are you talking about? Of course it is, because it'll always increase in value. Well, I came from California, and trust me, we did see a lot of appreciation out in California, but that is not the norm. So we want to remind people, one of the reasons you buy or make an investment is that you have the ability to control the timing of your ownership. When it comes to your house, generally speaking, you're buying it to be shelter, and then you choose to sell it when you no longer need it. You can't just sell it on a whim. You know, 2008, you probably didn't want to sell your house with the crisis. So you really have to understand, you know, we look over time and the average amount of growth over history is your homes appreciate about 1% per year. And I know people don't like to hear that, but that's actually being recorded. Home ownership may not be less expensive. So renters, again, complain that they throw away their rent every month with nothing to show for it. But homeowners, again, know that mortgage payments, real estate taxes, as CJ mentioned, maintenance costs and utility bills all add up. Rental units, sometimes you'll find actually are closer to town. You might be able to actually walk more to your local market or to the barista or to local cultural events. Now that things are opening up, that could be enticing. And you have to understand there are trade-offs. There's no right answer for everyone. Moving back towards a situation where you rent kind of conjures up ideas of, okay, I did that in college. I did that as a young professional. I'm not ready to go back that way. But there's a lot of nice communities out there that are willing or you really should be looking at as a consideration point.
Really good stuff to keep in mind as you plan for retirement. Don't forget, as always, if you have questions for CJ Malia and everyone at Kloss Financial, they'd love to talk with you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also submit a question on the website. As a matter of fact, this morning in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, Marcus wrote the following question. He says, what exactly is a Roth IRA?
Yeah, great question. Appreciate that one. So if you listen back to, I think it was the last couple of shows, Marcus, there was a show on Roth IRAs. So you could listen back to some of our podcasts and get that. But in a nutshell, Roth IRAs, you can make an after-tax contribution to a Roth IRA, which means you pay taxes now, but then all of the growth thereafter is tax-free. Typically, have to leave the growth in the Roth IRA until age 59 and a half or 5 years, whichever comes later, in order to be able to draw it out tax-free. But, you know, imagine if you put in $5,000, $5,000, $5,000 over multiple years, and then you put in $20,000 of your own money, but by the time you get to retirement, it's worth $40,000. That $20,000 of growth would be tax-free. So that's a pretty big deal. However, there's some stipulations. You can only put in $6,000 a year maximum if you're under the age of 50, or $7,000 a year if you're over the age of 50, including that catch-up provision. And you need to have earned income in order to make contributions. So I have some retirees that come and say, I don't need my Social Security. I want to make a Roth IRA contribution. Social Security is not deemed earned income, so you can't take that and put it into a Roth IRA. But if you have earned income, you can, and then there are income limits. If you earn too much in any particular year, you may not be able to put money into a Roth. But there you go. That's in a really big nutshell. Marcus, if you have other questions about that, feel free to call in the office and we can give you a longer explanation.
And that telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many homeowners over the age of 65 currently carry mortgages in the United States? Is it 9 million or 19 million? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card for IHOP. And again, don't forget that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And their telephone number 442-5637 and online, klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.